Hey, welcome to the Morning Manna podcast. I'm Pastor Greg. We're working our way through the Psalms. And there is nothing more important in your life or my life than developing our relationship with Jesus. Now, this is the very core of who we are. It's our destiny. The Bible says we'll be conformed into the image of his Son. And when we see him, we'll be like him. And so that's what the Bible calls glorification. We're currently living in mortal bodies that have problems and challenges and competing desires and all of that kind of thing. But there's going to be a day when we shed mortality and we put on immortality. And that immortal glorified us will be made in the image of Jesus, will shed the competing stuff, and we will be whole and unified in our love for Jesus, in our relationship with Jesus. But we're on the journey now. And so it's something we participate in. It's something we work on with our energies. We face our competing desires, our sins, and we overcome things, hopefully, at least to some degree in this life as we pursue holiness and sanctification in the sight of the Lord. Well, Psalm 16, we get some good insight into all of that with this Psalm of David. And so there's a lot of, I don't think we'll get through the whole thing here in this session, but there's some really great encouragement for those of us who are on the journey with Jesus. So Psalm 16, a Psalm of David. So the first thing that I want you to consider here is our identity, our identity. David says, "Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you." So I'm taking refuge in you. That is, I'm placing myself in you. I'm enveloped by you. And I have no good apart from you. So we get this imagery of the Lord as the rock of our salvation, and David placing himself within the rock and going, man, apart from you, away from you, I have no good. And so ultimately, my identity is found in you. My purpose, who I really am as a human, is found in you. Listen, Christian, your identity is not your job, your pursuits, your hobbies, your passions. You know, I'm an actor, I'm an athlete, I'm an accountant, no. Those are things you do. You're a Christian. You're a follower of Jesus. You're in Christ. That's your identity. 100 years from now, you will have died, and you will be in the presence of Jesus. That's who you are. The who you are 100 years from now is the true you see. And so having that articulation of our identity continually is crucial. Well, secondly, I want you to notice the importance of fellowship, those whom we connect with in life. Verse 3, "As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight." But then conversely, "The sorrows of those who run after another God shall multiply, and their drink offerings of blood I will pour out or take their names on my lips." I will not pour out or take their names on my lips, excuse me. So David is saying that those who love the Lord, saints, those who are set apart unto the Lord, they're the excellent ones, and that's whom I delight in. I aspire to be like those who perhaps are a little further along in their maturity in the Lord and their sanctification and so on. I delight in, I aspire to be like that. Like Paul said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." We want to have people that we look to, that we aspire to, who have gone maybe a little bit further down the road than we have. And then on the other side of that is I see the end. of those who follow other gods. And I don't want to participate in it. And though I want to see those people come to know Jesus like I do, I'm not going to be in fellowship with those folks, in depth of relationship, in community. No, I'm going to be in community with those who love the Lord. Well, thirdly, I want you to notice satisfaction, the satisfaction that God's people enjoy. Verse 5, the Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. Now, I love this picture here. David was not a priest, right? He was a king. And so the priests, the Levitical priesthood, the Levites, they didn't get a physical inheritance of land like the other tribes did, because they were chosen to be the priests. They served in the tabernacle, later the temple, and they would live off of the offerings of the people. They would be able to take the meat offerings and so on, be able to eat, and they would, you know, be paid through the, you know, the financial offerings of the people and so on, the treasury at the temple and so on. And so their inheritance was chosen for them by God. So what David is saying in the inheritance, though the other tribes got physical lines of property drawn for them, that was their inheritance, the Levites got spiritual inheritance. They were able to serve the Lord. And what David is saying, you have chosen my inheritance. You have drawn the lines of my life. In other words, you're my satisfaction. You're my inheritance. You are my exceeding and great reward. It's not some piece of property. It's not some earthly thing. It's you, Lord. You are my inheritance. And that's where satisfaction is. It's when you know that the Lord himself, not what he gives you, not this physical blessing or this raise or this, you know, thing that happened for you in your life. Those are all fine and good, and we praise the Lord for that. But it's the Lord himself who is our exceeding and great reward. It's the Lord himself who is our inheritance. Listen, Christian, nothing more important than developing your relationship with God, finding satisfaction in him. There is nothing more satisfying in this life. There's no pursuit that can satisfy your soul and satiate your heart with joy than your relationship with the Lord who loves you. Well, we'll continue on in Psalm 16 next time. Thanks for joining me.